pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, in this episode, I want to discuss something that I hear on a daily basis. So on our main social media platform, which is Facebook, if you follow the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook page, you see that we post a lot of things, but a lot of people also tag Sturgis Credit Repair whenever people are out making posts stating that or asking who can fix my credit, or I need somebody to help me improve my credit scores, or I need guidance to help me figure out what I need to do to improve my credit scores. And a lot of people in the comments are like, oh, do it yourself, or the only thing you need to do is pay your bills and that's going to automatically fix your credit, which that's good information. You know, you should always pay your bills on time. Yes, over time, that's going to build credit history. But most of the people who are asking for help or asking for guidance to repair their credit or, you know, just improve their credit scores in general, 9 times out of 10, they have negative accounts reporting on their credit report. So even if these people were to just keep paying their bills on time, it's not going to fix their credit. It's not going to improve their credit scores if they still have those negative items reporting. So the point of credit repair is to work on finding ways to remove those negative items, late payments, collection accounts, wherever the case is. So that way, when they continue paying their bills, yes, their scores are going to go up as well as they continue building credit history. So if you ever need help repairing your credit or fixing your credit, and someone tells you just pay your bills on time, you know, I kind of feel like that's more of an insult than advice, because one, you know, why would they just assume that you're not paying your bills on time now, you know, opposed to something you may have done 5-4 years ago. But two, is almost an ignorant answer, because that's not going to help your situation. You've probably been paying your bills on time for the last year or two, but you still got these collection accounts and late payments that has been reporting over the last, you know, 6 to 7 years. So when you hear somebody say just continue paying your bills on time, just know that's not going to improve your credit scores if you still have negative items that's reporting to your credit reports. Now, half of those answers are mainly people who just don't understand how the credit repair industry work or the credit repair process. And a lot of people just, I don't know what it has to do with credit repair. A lot of people just feel salty when it comes to hearing someone helping you improve your credit scores. Like, for example, you have over probably 10 million different services or types of services in the world. But yet, out of all of them, credit repair just, I guess, gets the most hate. You know, you have people that can help you file your taxes. You know, I personally pay a CPA every single year to file my taxes, because I just don't understand how, you know, the tax stuff work, and I own a business and things like that. So I gladly hire help to file my taxes, although I'm sure I can just go to the IRS website within minutes or seconds and just click the button that says file taxes and just type everything in myself. However, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not educated in the ways to help me save money at the end of the year. So I just pay a accountant or my CPA to do all of that stuff for me. What else? Another type of service that people don't, I guess, consider talking down. You have lawyers. I mean, that's a service. You know, you can go to court, even something as easy as a traffic ticket. You can go to court and defend yourself, or really you can hire a lawyer to go to court for you. You know, even outside of traffic tickets and things like that, let's just talk legal issues, like you know, any type of domestic stuff you got going on, or any type of things to where you're being sued for. If you don't know what you're doing in court, you're probably going to lose that case. So hiring a lawyer it's not needed, but it can help you if this lawyer is more experienced with laws than you are. So kind of the same thing with credit repair. Yeah, you can do a lot of this stuff yourself, but if you simply do not have the time or you're not educated in finding ways in the Fair Credit Reporting Act to get items removed, you're not looking for errors that's on your credit reports, you're not looking at how some of these accounts are reported as incomplete, you're not requesting verification and know what to look for in verification, if it's even true verification. So I can talk all day about, you know, pros and cons of hiring a service to help you with your credit or you doing it yourself. It really does not matter. You know, a lot of people just hear the term hiring a credit repair agency and people just freak out and they're like, oh no, just pay your bills on time and that's the only thing you need to do to fix your credit. So that's my opinion on that. You know, paying your bills on time is good, like I said at the beginning of this episode, but it's not going to do you any help if you still have negative items reporting to your credit reports. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.